972-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It's a very powerful portion of Scripture. God Himself declaring that His word that comes out of His mouth will not return unto Him void. But the word that God sends, listen, it's going to accomplish what He sent to accomplish. See, it's the reason why that is so sound and so strong and so solid is because God doesn't ever start until He's finished. See, it's not like God is saying, okay, I got to get this done. No, it's already done. That's why God, you know, if you know something's already finished, you already finished it, and you back up and you have to tell somebody about it, you say, no, I know it's going to work because it's working already. They may not know it's working, but you know it's working already. You know it's done already. Well, that's how God is. God has foreordained. He's spoken His word. He's sent His word already. Now, the thing that we have to understand is if God doesn't use me, if I miss it, He's going to use somebody. Amen? If He doesn't use you, He's going to use somebody, but His word is not going to return void. Our example, I mean, the tragedy of the first generation of Israelites that came out of Egypt, God sent a word to that generation to go into a promised land, that God, a land that flowed with milk and honey, it was theirs. But they aborted their journey, and so God, His word was fulfilled. Joshua had the testimony that every promise, every parcel of land that God promised us, they eventually took it. Everything God promised was fulfilled, but it was fulfilled in another generation. If I can say it this way, that's what frightens me. That's what causes me to fear God. You know, as much as He loves us, it's up to us. A measure of it is up to us to shift with Him, to stay with Him, to be with Him, to be in that place of destiny. Amen? God is merciful, long-suffering. You know, He works with us. But there's a healthy fear, and that is my fear. I don't want to miss Him. There are mistakes. Come on. I said there have been mistakes and mess-ups. But once He brings it to my attention, amen, I never want to lose that heart. Like He told David, he says to repent quickly, to get back into that flow, back into that shift, back into that place of blessing, that place of destiny. Amen? So whenever God releases a decree, and this is what He did in Isaiah, my word will not return unto me void. Whenever, now remember this, whenever God releases a decree, there is a shift in the heavens. Whenever there is a shift in the heavens, events are set in motion in the earth. Stuff gonna change. Whenever God decrees, whenever He releases a decree, there is a shift. Now, we started talking about this, was it 3-4 weeks ago? And many of us, our spirit bore witness, something's changing. In the spirit realm, there's been a shifting, a movement. You know, God moves in services. You know, the Holy Spirit moves in services in that. And we understand that. He'll move at you at home. You know, He'll move on you in your prayer closet. He'll move on you driving your car. But I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about a shift. Something literal that moved in the spirit. Where, okay, now the old armor is not going to work. The old mindset is not going to work. The old way is null and void now. It's voided out. God says, I've moved. The cloud has moved. Now you have to find me. You have to find out where I'm at. That's why tonight we release that prophetic mantle. Where people are not oblivious or ignorant of God's movements. We are not just stuck on, amen, ourselves or stuck on an event. We are moving prophetically when God speaks. Amen. When God impresses upon your heart, when your baby leaps. Hello, it's time to move. It's time to break through. It's time to get, amen, time to move from where you are. Well, the leper said, why sit and die? The moment they begin to move, see, a word had been released. Elisha had received the word. Heaven had released the word to Elisha. And when Elisha spoke it out, there was a shift in heaven and a shift in the earth. Amen. Think about it. Had a word not been spoken, those lepers probably would have stayed there and died. But a word had been released. Tell somebody, God has a plan. And a word has been released. concerning his plan. Now, what I want to get to you tonight in this short time that we have, I want to get to you the fact that not all decrees are fulfilled instantly. You know, we live in a society where we want stuff fast, quick, in a hurry. And we're challenged with that because that's what society does. But all of God's decrees are not fulfilled instantly. Get me on the screen, if you will, Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17. God gave a decree or made a decree concerning Abram or Abraham. And as we look at this verse of scripture, we see that this decree that God made, this decree set a course for generations, generations to follow, to fulfill or to have this decree fulfilled. So it's just as important that we allow the decree to start with us, even if it is not for us. Amen. Not many amens there. Again, see, a lot of our mind is conditioned by society, and it's all about self. If I'm not instantly gratified, then it don't mean that much to me. But see, when we're prophetic people, whether it's for me or for a generation to come, for another nation that I know nothing about, amen, for people I've never visited, I don't even know their language, amen, then I'm going to make the decree. Amen, because it's a decree coming from God. See, God wants to use vessels like that. He wants to take us from levels where, you know, people only want prophecies about, you know, God going to bless you with a new car. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I mean? We get stuck on just, you know, stuff that appeases our flesh. When God wants to take you to another prophetic level where you can start waging war for a culture or a people that don't live in Fort Pierce. They're somewhere else. But in your prayer time, in your prayer closet, God can bring something to you, even some faces to you. You can start waging war for them wherever they are. You may not even meet them on this side, but because of your prayer, because of your waging war, because you were sensitive to the Spirit of God, you broke through for them on their behalf. Hello. That's how we can be so bogged down with just the current things. But again, God gonna raise you to another level. Because when he decrees a thing, it has to be established. And it doesn't happen all the time right away. Genesis 22, 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, Abraham. And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. And as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Next verse. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So God's decree to Abraham was not just for Abraham. It spanned generations. Think about it a moment. We are just a link in a chain. And there's something specific for this generation that God has to birth through this generation. Amen. Amen. For generations to come. It's not all about us. And that's the mentality that we have to break. Amen. It's not about us. We lose sight of ourselves. It's not about us. It's about his kingdom. It's about God's purpose. It's about the heart of God for a lost and dying people. Hello. When we can rise into that level or in that dimension, then you'll see God will start to give you revelation, dreams, visions about different things, about different people. Amen. Okay, so this decree that God gave to Abraham set on course for generations to follow to fulfill the divine or the decree of God. This decree set a course. It set a course. When God spoke to Abraham, it set a course. So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they were required. But because of Abraham receiving the decree and speaking these things forth and living these things and becoming, it set a course. How many of you are setting a course for your children? And for your children's children. And for children that ain't, you know, children that ain't even born yet, they're going to have children. You are setting a course for them. Amen. If we could understand the significance of us living prophetically and not just living for the moment. Abraham, generations, your seed, thy seed shall And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. When there's a decree that comes from heaven, there's a shift in the heavens. When God finds a vessel here that will speak it out, that will obey, there's a shift in the earth. Amen. Go with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now understand, when God released this decree, this proclamation, this word to Joshua, the land didn't fall to them, or it didn't fall at the first battle. But now look at this. But a decree had gone forth. Amen. They fought one battle. They won. When they went into Ai, they lost. But see, the decree had gone out already. So even when they lost a little skirmish, see, the decree was perpetrating. Let me read what I have here. The decree perpetuated God's promise until the day of complete fulfillment. So see, even when I know when I miss it. Come on. When things look bad, when they go wrong, there's something that's being perpetrated or perpetuated. Perpetuated. There's a decree that has gone out over our life that's perpetuated. So in the course, see, it takes time. God spoke it. It's going to happen. It's bound to happen. It's got to happen, because God released the word already. But in the process, you can experience all kind of stuff. Come on, and in the process, you will experience ups and downs. You will experience feelings. That's why we don't walk by feelings.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of Transformation, Decrees, Prophetic Promises. The Word of God is as a two-edged sword in your mouth. When our confession lines up with God's word, then the second edge of the sword is created, and the power is released when spoken. Your boast must be in the Lord and not on your ability. When God is for you, then nothing can stand against you. God placed things in the seed form, and the life is in the seed. Speaking prophetic promises brings life to the seeds in your life. Decree the promises God has spoken in and over your circumstances.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.